What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Hijabis Are So Out of Control, Even the Mullahs Don't Know What to Do. So, what's happening now in Muslim countries like Egypt? I was actually reading the news yesterday in Egypt, and the divorce in Egypt is skyrocketing by the month. Not by the year, but by the month. For example, right now, the divorce rate in Egypt is over 60%. That's higher than here in America. And you have to keep in mind, before social media began, like let's say 20 years ago, divorce in Egypt was probably around 10%. Now it's 60% and it's going up by a percent or two every couple of months. Now, things in Egypt have gotten so bad that the woman in Egypt right now, the hijabis right now, they're doing something that the woman here in America have been doing for a while. That is riding the cock carousel. You see, gentlemen, women inherently know. I don't care if she's Arab. I don't care if she's Muslim. I don't care if she's American. I don't care if she's Chinese. All women inherently know that being a sharmuta, being the town bicycle, is nothing to be proud of, because that is going to that's gonna eliminate her chances to get with a high value man. So what the hijabis are doing now in Egypt is that they're doing something called gawaz mut'a. Gawaz mut'a means marriage of lust. Let's say they see a Chad or a Tyrone or even a normie that they kind of fancy a little bit. They go out, they marry that guy for a weekend, and then they get divorced. So let's say they get married Friday night, by Sunday they get a divorce, and technically speaking, because they were married, the girl is not a sharmuta, she's just a woman who got married and got divorced, and as far as she's concerned, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, guess what? There is something very much wrong with that. You see, the Prophet Muhammad outlawed gawaz mut'a. Marriage of lust was outlawed in Islam. Even though technically it's marriage, but because the intentions are bad, it became outlawed. You see, in Islam there's something called al-amalu bin-niyyat. Your deeds are based off of your intentions. Say you see a homeless man on the side of the street and you're like, I'm going to go to the ATM and pull out, you know, $10, $20 and give it to him. So let's say you go to the ATM, you pull out the money, you come back and the homeless guy is gone. Well, guess what? You got the reward of giving the homeless man money. Even though you didn't give him money and the money is still in your pocket, you get the reward. Why? Because of your intention. Your intention was to give him money. You went to the ATM. You came back to give him money, but he was gone. So opposite of that, you can have negative intentions. So these women out there who get married for the weekend or a week or a month, in their heart, they know this is only temporarily. So when they divorce the guy, they're like, well, it didn't work out, blah, blah, blah. But the reality of the matter, these women went into the marriage full well knowing that they are going to get divorced. And that is haram because the intention was to get married for a while and then divorce the person. You see, when the Muslims used to go out on expeditions, they'd be gone for weeks, month even. So a lot of these Muslim guys out there, you have to remember, you know, they didn't have porn back then. They didn't have, you know, access to $6 or anything, you know, 1400 years ago. So the only way they can satisfy themselves is to get married. So they would get married, you know, they'd get married to some girl in some foreign land. They'd get married to her for a couple of days, a week, and then they would, you know, divorce her. And technically speaking, it's okay, but the Prophet Muhammad banned it because the intentions were bad. You see, in Islam, see, you can do a lot of things in Islam. You can do jumping jacks, you can go swimming at the beach, but of all the permissible stuff in Islam, the most hated thing in Islam, the most hated thing is divorce. God hates divorce. In Christianity, you're not even allowed to get a divorce. In Judaism, it's next to impossible to get a divorce in Judaism. So today, when you have all these women going around, you know, marrying men, divorcing them all day, every day, left and right, something is seriously, seriously wrong, to the point where even Al-Azhar, you know, Al-Azhar is supposed to be Islam's oldest and most respected institute when it comes to Islamic religion, and even the mullahs over there are like, we have no idea, we don't know what to do, this is just, they have no idea what to do. Well, they have to understand that two things here need to be done. One of the things is you have to understand what's happening with women out there. Women want to ride the cock carousel, okay? All these women out there who get married for a couple of days, it's because they want to ride the cock carousel. That's it. That's all they want. Right? They don't want to be labeled as a sharmuta. So what they do is they get married, they ride that carousel for a couple of days, they divorce that guy, and they move on to another guy. Now, the problem here is that these women do not get taken seriously by other men, okay? You see, we as men have a biological nature, and our biological nature is not to be with a sharmuta. You know, yeah, sure, we'll fuck a sharmuta, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, but we're not gonna invest in a sharmuta, we're not gonna invest in a woman that sleeps around with any guy that comes her way. We're not gonna invest in a woman that will marry you and divorce you within a couple of days, because that will go against our biology, it will go against our nature. You know, that's almost like a woman marrying a guy who is less than her in money, in looks. You know, women don't do that because that goes against their biology. We also have a biology, and our biology is, yeah, we'll fuck a sharmuta, but we're not gonna invest with her. Now, as you guys know, I was married to an Egyptian hojabi, and she was, like all Egyptian women, she was the type of woman to get married and get divorced. In my case, she actually didn't want to sign the divorce papers because she didn't expect me to pull the plug on her that quick, because she would, you know, since she was married to an American, that's me, she can open bank accounts, she can borrow money, she can easily get visas to other countries that she normally could not get on her own. And then when she fucks up, like she doesn't pay her money back to the banks in Egypt, you know, she can say, hey, go after my husband, he's my guardian, go after my husband or my ex in that case. But since I foiled her plans and I pulled the plug, you know, she's like, I'm not signing the divorce paper. And our lawyer was like, listen, ho, either you sign the divorce papers or we're gonna let the judges know that you are a dirty, dirty, dirty sharmuta. And that what made the ex, you know, just give up and go her own way. Now, again, women do not want to be labeled as a sharmuta. This is why all these women, they say, oh, I was raped. This is why they meet two men. This is why they say he abused me, he hit me. It's because they don't want to be held accountable to the fact that these are dirty, dirty sharmutas who sleep around with anybody who tells them, a bitch. So, us as men, we gotta realize that the modern woman today is simply not marriage material. And this is the second thing the Islamic scholars need to finally get inside their mind. Women today are not marriage material, okay? At best, they are concubines. You know, we had the Southern Black Pill Israeli dude talking about women being concubines, and that's probably too good for them. And he's 100% right. The modern woman today, at best, is a concubine. She has no right to inheritance. She has no rights whatsoever. She's just some woman that you're fucking, and you just make sure she lives a okay life so you can continue fucking her. That's pretty much what the harem system is, you know. Simply put, guys, a lot of people out there, they like to say the harem system is about sex slaves. Well, let me boil it down to what women are accustomed to. Side hoe. That's what the harem system is, guys. So if you guys encounter any of these deranged women saying, oh, you believe in the harem system, you want women as sex slaves, tell that hoe, let me explain the harem system to you in terms that you are accustomed to. The harem system is for side hoes. That's pretty much what the harem system is, because throughout human history, guys, there people had harems. Harems is not a Jewish thing, it's not a Muslim thing. They've been around since, you know, Pharaoh, maybe even before Pharaoh, like four or five plus thousand years ago, the harem system has been around, you know. You know, Pharaoh always had one main girl, his wife, and then he'd have a whole lot of side hoes sucking his cock. That's just how it is. So the harem system is where we are today. These women out there, they need to be part of a harem system. They're not worthy of being married, because I am telling you, as somebody who is married to a hijabi, nothing makes that pussy drier than being married. Because when a woman marries a man, she's like, I got him, I got the guy, let me go out and get another guy. Okay, if you have a woman in a perpetual state of, I can go like this, and you're out on your fat ass, that woman is, that's what Sandman refers to as competition and anxiety. These women out there, they want to be in a position where they're always on a treadmill, where at any moment you can go like this and they are gone. The women love that. You know, all these women out there that complain about, oh, my man has me, you know, shave my pussy, he has me smelling good, you know, he makes sure I take showers, and I don't want to do that. But the reality of the matter is, they love doing it. Women love pleasing men. And again, as somebody who drove cab in LA, I am telling you with 100% certainty, women love to please men. I remember this one time I picked up a pimp. Now you guys have to keep in mind, this was 10 years ago. It was before Tinder, before Uber, before OnlyFans, right? So people back then took taxis and women had pimps. I picked up this one pimp, and he was telling me, if you own a woman, okay, and when I say own a woman, I'm not talking about, you know, buying a girl and holding her against her will. No, 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 no. When you own her soul, that means the woman is totally flat, totally in love with you. That's how you own a woman's soul. And the pimp told me, if you own her soul, you can tell a hoe to go lay down in the middle of the highway and she would do it, no questions asked, if you truly own a woman. Come on, guys. How many videos have we seen here on MGTOW TV where these guys in prison would sweet talk woman, you know, like career woman, smart woman, and they would get thousands of dollars from them? I mean, look at Jeremy Meeks. Jeremy Meeks said, I was getting thousands of dollars from women all over the world. The motherfucker didn't even have to call those hoes up. They were just giving him money. Hard-earned money that they were giving to this fucking thug simply because he was hot and he made that pussy wet. Okay? So, owning a woman is owning her soul based on the fact that she wants her dick in her pussy. The second you marry her, she loses interest in you. It's like a fucking cat. You know, how many of us would have a ball of yarn and we'd go like this and the cat is like running all over the ball, you know, running all over the yard or the yarn or whatever, right? And the second the cat gets the yarn, it loses interest and goes somewhere else. That's exactly how women are. The modern female today, the minute you put a ring on it, and I am telling you this out of personal experience. Again, before we got married, the hijabi was sucking my cock and making me French toast, like C Boogie Productions would say. But the second, not the minute, the second we got married, she turned 180 degrees. Why? Because in her brain, I got him, that's it. Let me move on to another guy. Let me take advantage of him, whatever the case is. And like I said, guys, we were married for less than a month before I hopped on a plane, came back to America, and served her divorce papers from the Egyptian embassy in Washington, D.C. And just to let you know, guys, to this very day, it's been over 2 years since I divorced that hijabi. To this very day, she still claims we're married, and she still posts thirst trap pictures on her Instagram so she can get guys to, you know, hey baby, want to come spend the weekend with me in Dubai? I pay you money. See, women love that shit. They love it when men, you know, pay for them, take them out to lavish trips. See, this is why these hijabis in the Middle East are getting married for a couple of days. Because when they get married, either they're gonna get married to some guy who's gonna blow out their back, or they're gonna get married to some guy who's gonna take them on a trip. And then when they're, see, this is why here in America, right? Here in America, the vast majority of breakups that happen here in America happen after a vacation. Why? Because the woman got what she wanted out of it, you know. She wanted to go to Vegas. She wanted to go to Disneyland. She wanted to go to London, right? She wanted to go to a nice place, spend a lot of your money, you know, live like a queen. And now that you went, you know, $5,000-$10,000 in debt, so this hoe can fucking enjoy Disneyland, enjoy London, she's like, well, this guy is not gonna afford to go on another trip anytime soon, so let me break the relationship off with him and go find another guy who'd be willing to take me out, and then after I drain his resources, I'll just go on to another guy. This is how the modern woman all over the world operates. They wanna drain your resources. You know, the only person out there who's gonna get pussy is Chad and Tyrone, okay? Chad and Tyrone don't have to do anything other than simply exist. That's all they have to do. And not only do they only have to exist, the woman will actually use your money to take care of Chad and Tyrone. Guys, you wouldn't believe the number of times back in the day when I was driving cab, and, you know, a woman, I was driving cab in LA, as you guys know, a woman would go out with some beta male, and on the ride back from Olive Garden or Red Lobster, you know, she'd have, like, you know, several, not buckets, several plates, you know, the styrofoam lunch boxes they put the sherry and the food in. She'd have like a couple of those with her, and these women, they would actually drop off the beta male first, and she'd be like, thank you beta male, I had a good day, we should go out again. And then, you know, when the beta male, you know, gets out of the car, she looks to me and she says, cabby, take me over to Tyrone's place, I don't want his food to get cold. So not only do these women use and abuse nice men, good guys, they also use your money to benefit Chad and Tyrone. So the only guys out there who are legitimately getting any play are Chad and Tyrone. And of course, you know, you don't have to marry to get Chad and Tyrone. Also, another thing about why women in the Middle East want to get married for a couple of days, because they lose their virginity. So let's say a woman gets married to you today, right? And she divorces you. Well, guess what? Now she's technically a virgin, right? Now she's technically not a virgin because she was married to you. Now you take my ex, for example, you know, because she was married to me, you know, she lost her virginity. Guys, I am almost convinced that hijabi was not a virgin when she married me. But now, you know, she can go out, she can sleep with all the Chadrones she wants, or all the Ahmeds, you know. She can go out, sleep with all the sleazeballs she wants, and still market herself as being a virtuous woman, even though she's been riding that cock carousel for a long time. Again, as of today, or yesterday I should say, the hijabi claims we are still married. She even has pictures of the wedding still up on her Instagram. Of course, I'm not in those pictures. Yet, she claims that we're still married well over 2 years after we got divorced, okay? See, a lot of these women out there, they want men to compete for them. For some reason, you know, when I was living in Egypt, I had guys tell me, flat to my face, they told me, Amr, if a woman is married, we want her more. And the second she divorces her husband, we lose interest in her. You know, Islam tells us if a woman is betrothed to another man, that you forget about her. Yet, the Muslims today, the so-called Muslims, I should say, when a woman is betrothed to another man, now they want her more. Now they're gonna slide in her DMs. And the second she gets divorced, they're, you know, they're gonna lose interest. So, this just goes to show you how fucked up Muslim societies are. I mean, the only Muslims out there who actually pretty much got their shit together, according to Islam, are the Taliban. Everybody else is just fucked up in the head. They suffer from something called Maradun al-Alb. Maradun al-Alb is Arabic for a disease of the heart. And that only gets worse. If you have disease of the heart, God will only increase the disease of your heart to the point where it will ultimately destroy you. Maybe not in this world, but most certainly, certainly, certainly in the hereafter. So, today's woman, again, woman all over the world. I don't care if they're in Afghanistan. I don't care if they're here in America. I don't care if they're in fucking Tupac Shakur, but Timbuktu. All women are like that. They all want to ride the cock carousel. Yet, at the same time, they don't want to be held responsible for being a dirty, dirty sharmuta. So, what do you do with the modern female, okay? Harem system is the only way to go, guys. And think of women like a car, right? There is no brand new cars in the market. Think about that, right? Word up is that there really are no more brand new cars in the market. So think of a woman as buying a used car, okay? Now, would you rather buy a used car that has 1,000,000 miles on the odometer? It was used by thugs, by gangsters, by all sorts of degenerates. You know, a car that has been, you know, fucking used in carjackings and fucking, you know, going 500 miles on the fucking road. Or would you rather have a car that had one owner and low miles and is in mint condition, right? Obviously, you want the car that's in mint condition, one owner, and low miles, okay? This is how you have to view woman today. You're not gonna find a virgin woman, okay? In fact, in New York, they just passed a law stating that you can't get married to a woman until she's 18. In most states, believe it or not, you can get married to a woman if she's 16 years old. Well, in New York, because it's a lefty liberal state, they raised the minimum age to get married to 18. And the woman behind the bill was a, believe it or not, a Pakistani woman. You know, the Pakistani woman, she's the sharmuta who's in the thumbnail of this video. She's the one who said, I was married as a child bride. I never got to enjoy my childhood. So, women should get married at the age of 18. What that whore is really saying is that I didn't get my back blown out by Chad and Tyrone. You see, I made a video about this a long time ago. Everything a woman does is about Chad and Tyrone. All women want to do is get their backs blown out by Chad and Tyrone. That's it. A woman's entire existence revolves around Chad and Tyrone, you know? They want to get married when they're in their 30s because they want to spend, you know, their fertile years getting blown out by Chad and Tyrone. They want to work so they can fund their life living on their own so they can, you know, get their backs blown out by Chad and Tyrone. Coincidentally, this is why all these Afghanistanian women are so upset, because when the patriarchy comes back, women are not going to have the ability in Afghanistan to chase after Chad and Tyrone. You see, if you guys look at all the women in Afghanistan who are like, we hate the Taliban, we don't want the patriarchy, they're fugly. They're ugly women. Do you want to know where all the hot Afghani women are? They're getting cream pied, they're cooking meals, and they're taking care of their kids. They don't have the time, they don't have the inclination to fucking hold a sign and fucking re on the internet, because they're sucking cock, they're making sandwiches for their man, and they're taking care of their kids the way it should be. Feminism is only for fugly women who can't get Chad and Tyrone, and then they use feminism as a way of saying, I want to go out, ride that cock carousel, because they know. You know, feminists know that Chad and Tyrone are not going to commit to them. They know that. So they would much rather go out there, ride the cock carousel, you know, ride the cock carousel with a bunch of normies. Hopefully, maybe, you know, you get a Chad and Tyrone in there. It's like, you know, I'm at the beach. I'm not going to go fishing because there's no fish out there anymore. Maybe in a couple of months when the water gets cold. But when you go net fishing out there, a lot of times you're going to get fish that really are not that desirable. But you know what? Every now and then, you might get yourself a nice fish when you are casting a net out in the ocean. See, this is how feminists operate. They know that pussy is not going to get Chad and Tyrone to commit. So when they're riding that cock carousel with the normies, you know, they might get a Chad and Tyrone in there every now and then to blow their back out. So all these women out there who are like, I hate the Taliban, patriarchy is bad, that's their way of saying, I don't want to settle for somebody who's my looks match. I want to be with Chad and Tyrone, even if that means I have to be in my 30s, 40s. See, women have no logic, you know. It's like, ladies, Terrence Pop made a video titled, Once a Woman Hits 40, She Becomes Invisible, okay? Look, ladies, I know very few of you watch my stuff, but here's the deal. Chad and Tyrone, they sleep with women under the age of 18. I know that to be a fact because I used to work at a refrigerated warehouse a couple of miles away from here, and there's no background checks because it's a refrigerated warehouse, you know. They don't have access to money. They don't have access to public. So you can hire people who just came out of prison and they'll work for $7.93. So I know for a fact that Chad and Tyrone sleep with women who are under the age of 18. So what makes you think Chad and Tyrone are going to go after your gray-pubed 40-year-old dry-ass pussy, right? This is what you women out there have to understand. You know, find your looks match when you're still young so you don't be a 40-year-old woman crying yourself to bed every night because no man wants to commit to you. You see, guys, the past 20 years when America occupied Afghanistan, all these ugly women, all these feminists were getting paid by our tax money, right? We, the American people, we were paying for the occupation in Afghanistan. We were paying all these dirty, dirty feminist women so they don't get a man for the simple fact that they cannot get a man. So we were paying them through NGOs. For those of you who don't know, an NGO is a non-government organization. But the reality of the matter, the reality is all NGOs are aligned with the CIA, FBI, and Mossad. But technically, they're non-government organizations. But these NGOs, what they did is that they would get grants, you know, quote unquote, they would get grants from the United States government to help the poor woman of Afghanistan. So what these NGOs do is that they took money, they gave it to all these mentally ill feminists, and these feminists are like, yay, I get money, so I can now go ride the cock carousel and not have to settle down for a man, even though most men don't want me, and I definitely don't want my looks match. You know, all these women you see who are feminist, even here in America, all the feminist women, they're like a 3 at best, maybe a 4 if they lost some weight and use some makeup, you know. But these women who are 3s and 4s, they don't want a man who's like a 5 or a 6 even. They want 8, 9, and 10. So all these women in Afghanistan for 20 years, they were getting paid by the U.S. government, our tax money, going through non-government organizations who were paying them to basically kill all men, ride the cock carousel. And now that the U.S. that the U.S. has lost in Afghanistan, and we're going home with our tails between our legs, all these feminist women in Afghanistan are like, we're a sick in America. You just can't leave us like that. We're now in our 30s and 40s. Who's going to take care of us? Who, you know, nobody wants to marry us because we're fugly. We're old. We have gray pubes in our pussy. Our pussy is drier than the Sahara, like Coach Greg Adams would say. And this is why all these women are, you know, God bless Ken Dillerican and Doug K. You know, they've been uploading videos about what's going on in Afghanistan for the past couple of days. And all these feminists in Afghanistan are upset that America is running away, because that means all these old-ass, crusty-ass, gray-pubed hoes in Afghanistan, they're not going to get money anymore. So who's going to take care of them? You know, their parents are probably dead. Even if their parents were alive, you see, these feminist women who took money from America, they were given a lifestyle that their parents could not give them. So now these women have become accustomed to a lifestyle, and now that America is abandoning them, like they would say, the lifestyle that these deranged feminists have had in Afghanistan, they're not going to have any more. You see, here in America, when a woman divorces you, you have to give her the lifestyle she was accustomed to. Because Big Daddy government will send a man with a gun to kill you if you don't give her the lifestyle that the hoe was accustomed to. But what happens when the entity that was giving you the lifestyle you were accustomed to happened to be the government itself? Is the U.S. government gonna, you know, beat up itself, kill itself for no longer giving you the accustomed lifestyle that you were used to? Hell no! The U.S. government right now is saying, bye-bye, ho, bye-bye, you know? Don't let Ahmed shoot you in the back of the head, though. You know, and another thing, you know, a lot of these feminist women, as far as I, Amar Metwali, am concerned, these women are fucking traitors. They worked with the CIA. They are traitors, and they should be shot in the back of the head. Guys, I have no problem with the Taliban executing everybody, man and woman, who worked with the United States government. Anybody who worked with the United States government should be executed as traitors. And guess what? Same thing here in America, right? There's a lot of Zionists who are really Israeli citizens who are subverting America. These are the ones who are really in charge. The Zionists who have dual citizenship with the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel. When the time comes, gentlemen, and it will, because Islam tells us it will happen, the Zionists who are traitors here in America, they shall be executed as enemy combatants and traitors. So, just like the Taliban has the right to execute any traitor who worked with the US government, we the American people have the right to execute any Zionist who tried to corrupt the US government. And the US government is corrupt because of Zionists. Let me tell you, American people, one thing before I end this video. Everything wrong and bad with the United States of America is because of Zionism. Now, let's get one thing straight. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. You want to know who said that? Child molester Biden. Look it up. Go on YouTube, type in Biden. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist, okay? So, a lot of people, they lie and they say Zionism is an integral part of Judaism. Bull fucking shit. You think Moses knew what Zionism was? You think King David knew what Zionism was? Zionism is something started by Ashkenazi Jews, fake Jews, Khazar Jews, you know, pagan Khazars. They started Zionism back in the 1800s, well after 2,000 years since the last Jewish prophet. Do you think Jesus knew what Zionism was? No, of course not. You know, Zionism is some mumbo-jumbo that the fake Jews, aka pagan Khazars, aka Ashkenazis, made up. Zionism has nothing to do with Judaism. In fact, there are hundreds of Jewish priests all over the world who will tell you exactly that. Not only is Zionism has nothing to do with Judaism, Zionism is Judaism's biggest enemy. And number two, Zionism is an evil ideology. The ideology of Zionism is kill all people who are not us. That is what Zionism is. And this is why Donald Trump is a Zionist, by the way, guys. His daughter is a Zionist. In fact, his daughter was walking around Afghanistan promoting feminism. Guys, if you haven't figured it out by now, Donald Trump is an actor. Go on imdb.com, type in Donald Trump. You'll see he's an actor. He has film credits. He's an actor. You know, guys, I'm not upset at Donald Trump. You want to know why? Because Donald Trump is an actor. He signs in, signs out. What did Donald Trump do for 4 years? USA, USA. That's all the motherfucker did, other than the fact that he positioned the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, as supreme. That's all Donald Trump ever did. USA and make Israel great again. You know, when Donald Trump said make America great again, what he's really saying is make Israel great. That's what he's really saying. Think about it. His daughter is a Zionist, and she's married to a hardcore Zionist, okay? Creepy Joe Biden. Look it up. Don't take my word for it. Creepy Joe Biden openly says you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. So whether they're Trump, whether they're Biden, heck, even if they are the monkey-ass king of Saudi Arabia, they're all Zionists. Zionist is an evil ideology that wants to kill all people who are not aligned with their evil. And again, Zionism has nothing to do with Judaism. Mark Zuckerberg is a Zionist, yet Mark Zuckerberg claims the Torah is fairy tales. What's his name? George Soros doesn't believe in God, yet he claims to be a Zionist. So how can you call yourself a Jew if you don't believe in the God of Abraham and you don't believe in the Mosaic Law? How can you be a Jew? In fact, the word Jew comes from the word Hoda. Hoda in Semitic languages means guided, okay? Who were the Jews guided by? They were guided by the prophets under the command of God. So, you cannot be a Jew if you don't believe in God. You cannot be a Jew if you believe that the Torah is nothing but fairy tales. So, Mark Zuckerberg, fucking George Soros, Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, they can spurg all day about being the best Jews on the face of the planet, but they are the total and complete opposite of a Jew for the simple fact they don't believe in God and they think the Torah is fairy tales. So the bottom line here, guys, Zionism not only has nothing to do with Judaism, it is the enemy of Judaism, and you don't even have to be a Jew. Again, don't take my word for it. Creepy Joe Biden says you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. So the bottom line here, guys, is that Zionism is an evil foreign ideology. When the time comes and we reclaim this country, all Zionists and their minions must be executed because they are traitors. Coincidentally, we now know why the Prophet Muhammad kicked out all the dirty Jews, and the dirty Jews who were like, "Ah, I'm just going to stay in the Arabian Peninsula and cause fasad, aka corruption," the Prophet Muhammad had them exterminated. This is what we as Americans have to do to the dirty, dirty Jews. And again, guys, I cannot stress this enough. Any idiot can call themselves a Jew. Any idiot can call themselves a Muslim. Any idiot can call themselves a Christian. But like religion tells us, العمل بالنيات, your deeds are based on your intention. So if you call yourself a Muslim, you call yourself a Christian, you call yourself a Jew, yet you don't believe in God, you think religion is a fairy tale, then your deeds is that of an evil Satan worshiper, okay? So, bottom line, Judaism has nothing to do with Zionism. Alright guys, so that's my video for you for today. The modern female is not marriage material anymore. There is no virgin. You know, just like you want to get a car that's in mint condition, one owner, low miles, you want to get the least used and abused woman. And again, the harem system is the future, all right? So keep that in mind, guys. Harem system, no more marriage. Don't get yourself a damaged woman. Get yourself the least used and abused woman. And lastly, but definitely not the least of it, not the least, which is simply shellax, guys. Shellax. A lot of bad things are gonna happen. A lot of people are gonna die. You need a plan B. You can't talk about plan B. You need to have a plan B. You need to have a plan that you can execute, because things are gonna get really, really bad, okay? Islam tells us the number one way to know that the Antichrist is near, aka the Dajjal, the number one way to know that the Antichrist is coming into this world is when women rush to meet him. We are seeing women all over the world are saying, we don't want God, we want Satan, okay? These women in Afghanistan who hate the Taliban, they hate the patriarchy, they want the Antichrist, okay? You know, in the past, women can say, oh, I'm spiritual, oh, I love God, but in reality, they don't. Now, we are beginning to see women. You see, women have fooled and tricked men by making us believe something that they are not. So now, when we as men are beginning to hold women accountable, we see women for who they really are. And women at their core. I've said this before, now I'm gonna say it again. Women are inherently satanic. The problem is, when you give these satanic women rights, freedom, privileges, that's a problem. Right now, guys, women have caused so much facade. They have caused so much corruption all over the world that there is no going back, okay? There is no take our country back. Things will get a lot worse. You know, in just a matter of months, we went from, hey, victory over coronavirus, no mask, everything is back to normal. And now they're saying, you know, you can't drive from one state to another unless you have the vaccine. This is where we are. So things are going to get really, really bad. You guys have to keep in mind, okay? Ever since the Zionists got their foot in the door when they took over our monetary printing press back in 1913, there have been waves coming, destroying America. The Zionists have been sending these waves, one after another, a wave of corruption. They've been sending waves of facade, waves of corruption, one after another, to erode our country away. Now, there is a tsunami that's going to destroy the whole country. You don't want to be here. You don't want to be in Miami. You don't want to be in LA. You don't want to be in New York when shit hits the fan. This is why I'm telling you guys, get that plan B good to go. Because if shit hits the fan, you probably have less than 3 days to get the fuck out before it's gonna be too late for you, okay? So, like I said before, go to Cody Wyoming, C-O-D-Y. Go in Google, type in Cody Wyoming. I've been there. It's up in the mountains, okay? Maybe even go up to Alaska, though personally I think Alaska is way too far. It's way too cold. It's way too dangerous. I told you guys, I was in Alaska about 2 years ago on a family cruise, and I was being stalked by a fucking grizzly bear while I was walking on one of those islands making a video for you guys. The police rolled up next to me, and he's like, bro, there's a grizzly bear stalking you. You want to ride back to the cruise ship? I'm like, hell yeah, I do. So, personally, I think Alaska is a little bit too dangerous. I mean, you can make it work, I guess, but I'd venture to say go to Cody, Wyoming, and I've said this in other videos, and I'm going to say it again. The best place for you to be, in all honesty, is either with the Taliban in Afghanistan or in Eastern Europe with good Christian Orthodox people. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace!